As I welcomed everyone to church this weekend, I neglected to welcome those who are joining us via YouTube. We're certainly glad that you are here with us this weekend as well, and we give thanks to God for the gift of technology, which has allowed us to stay close to each other over these times. And as we begin to transition back to public worship, to having folks here at Mass, we're so glad that you've decided to continue watching Mass from St. Mark via YouTube. I'm going to do something this morning that I don't normally do, and that is that I have a prop for my homily today. My prop is this, my mask. If you're like me, you probably have a lot of these floating around everywhere. I have some in my room, I have some in my office, I have some in the sacristy, I have some in my car. But yet there never seems to be one around when I need one. But these masks, they remind us that we actually wear lots of different masks. Sometimes we put on a mask so that other people think that we have everything in our life put together. Sometimes we put on a mask so that we look like we are in a better financial position than we are. Sometimes we put on a mask so that we might have a better social standing than we have. We might put on a mask to hide parts of our personality that we don't really care for. I think the irony of this time, this pandemic time, has actually been that this situation has caused a lot of these masks to actually fall away, to take off some of those masks that we put on for the world to see. I know that for me personally, this time has taught me that I can take off the mask of perfection, that it's okay when the batteries in your microphone die during the introductory rites of the Mass. It's okay. Can take off that mask of perfection. But as human beings, we can also wear masks in our relationship with God. We can put on the mask to tell God that you've got everything under control. Thanks, I'm okay. We can put on the mask to hide behind our sins. Perhaps the past sins that we've confessed but we like to keep accusing ourselves of. Or maybe the sins that we keep going back to. We find comfort in that mask. Maybe there are masks that we put on to keep parts of our lives away from God, to section it off as if He can't go there. But the thing is, God sees through all of our masks. God sees through the pretensions that we put on. Because it is God alone who sees us for who we truly are. That is His beloved sons and daughters. God can see through to the heart of the matter, to our true importance. In His eyes, He knows the intentions of our hearts. One of my favorite psalms is Psalm 139. And if you've never read Psalm 139, I would encourage you to open up your Bible and read it. It's really so beautiful. The psalmist says, O Lord, You have searched me and You know me. You know when I sit and when I rise. You understand my thoughts. You knit me together in my mother's womb. And then the psalmist asks the question. He says, where can I go from Your spirit? It's actually a rhetorical question, because there's nowhere that you can go to get away from God's spirit. He says, if I ascend to the heavens, You are there. If I lie in the dead, You are there. If I take the wings of the dawn and dwell beyond the sea, even there, Your hand guides me. On this Feast of Pentecost, We remember that there is nowhere that we can go to hide from God's Holy Spirit, because God's Holy Spirit dwells within us because of our baptisms. The gift of baptism is an outpouring of the Spirit who makes us brothers and sisters of Jesus and sons and daughters of God. That Spirit is then increased within us at our confirmation when we're given his sevenfold gift. The Spirit of God is with us always. And that Spirit is there to inflame within us the fires of our faith. Today is May 31st. And May 31st is also the Feast of the Visitation of the Blessed Virgin Mary. You'll recall the story from St. Luke's Gospel that after Gabriel comes to Mary and she agrees to be part of this wonderful plan of God, God's Holy Spirit inspires the Blessed Mother to go visit her cousin, Elizabeth, who is elderly and with child. And so the Spirit comes upon Mary for this very specific task. And we see how the Holy Spirit accompanies her throughout her life, until finally she's there at that upper room when the Holy Spirit is given in abundance to the apostles and then given further to those with whom they encounter. The Spirit of God was once given to individuals for specific tasks and ministries. Now the Holy Spirit is given to the entire body of Christ. Because as St. Paul says in the second reading today, all of us are given a manifestation of the Spirit for the building up of the body of Christ. So, my friends, today we celebrate a historical event, the Feast of Pentecost, when the Holy Spirit came down upon the apostles in the upper room and the Blessed Mother. But Pentecost is more than just a historical event. It's an event that continues to be lived out in the church through the Spirit that is given to each and every one of us. So on this Pentecost Sunday, as we begin to come back to church to give God thanks for that, as we recall the Spirit that was once given to us in our baptism and our confirmation, let us resolve to live by the power of that Spirit and to use the gifts that the Spirit has given to us to build up the body of Christ.